It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Video recordings of police officers on the job are now ubiquitous. With dash cams and body cams being installed constantly in new precincts, municipal and private security cameras everywhere, and citizens with cell phone cameras on every corner. The New York Times reports that a lawyer representing Faden Santana, the North Charleston, South Carolina man who recorded police officer Michael Slager killing Walter Scott on his cell phone, is sending out cease and desist orders to media organizations for their continued airings of the video. Fair use allows footage of such news value to be aired around the time of the news, but the copyright holder regains more rights after the initial newsworthiness wears off. The rights of citizens to record the police are not wearing off, though, and if anything, are becoming clearer. A few years back, Reason rounded up rules for recording the police that still apply. Most importantly, look up what the law is in your state. Many states allow one-party consent recording. A few states require both parties to consent in any recording, such as California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and Washington. No matter, look up the exact laws in your state before attempting to record police officers. The Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press has a detailed reporters recording guide that also applies to any citizen. So if possible, record police encounters visibly in the open and remain calm and do not lie to police officers if approached. You may also be ordered away from the scene for other reasons, such as security. In the United States, there's no law requiring you to carry a government ID. In 24 states, though, if police have reasonable suspicion that you are involved in criminal activity, they may require you to identify yourself. You may have to ask an officer, "Are you detaining me or am I free to go?" to find out if they have a reasonable suspicion of you. It is best to cooperate as much as you can and move as far away from the officer's attention to still record whatever is going on. Reason recommends posting any video to YouTube rather than turning it over to the police. If a police officer orders you to stop recording or you will be arrested, they may be wrong, but you still are likely to be arrested if you continue recording. Reason recommends using streaming apps that automatically show the video instantly, as well as archive a recording for later, and always passcode smartphones. Reason stresses that phones, cameras, or any other devices should never be pointed as guns. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.